Let's do the memory verse, but let me just take 30 seconds. When you go to the websites and in Google search, the top 10 New Year's resolution, what's at the very top? Number one. What? Weight loss, exercise, okay, good stuff. But what if we also said, let's be in the word of the living Lord? What if we just say, let's memorize one simple verse a week? After a year, that's 52 Bible verses. I love that. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep on doing that. I'm going to invite you to do that. So let's do that together. Last week's memory verse was from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Now, for the sake of our first-time guest, I'm going to do it first, and then we will all recite that together. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Okay? That's the gospel in one verse. And that's why God became a baby. So let's all do it together with the reference. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. 1 Corinthians 1, 27. This week's Bible verse is from Joshua. Let's have it up. Ready? In one voice. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, 9. So therefore, children, go. Pastor Ann, we invite you to the pulpit to give us the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Ann. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Can you believe it? It's already 2026. Time just flies by. I remember probably a year ago at around this time, Lawrence, my husband, and I, we are members of Good Life Fitness, and we mentioned to the personal trainer, man, it's so busy here. Every treadmill's got someone on it, every machine. He goes, yeah, at the beginning of the year, that's what happens. The gym is full. By the end of January, it calms down a little. By the end of February, less people. By the end of March, it's back to normal. So, yeah. How many of you have made a New Year's resolution? Nobody? What? Pastor Victor, a few people in the back. Did you make a New Year's resolution last year? Few people. Do you remember your last year's resolution? Did you keep it? I don't know. Sometimes it just seems to go by the wayside after a while, right? Well, this morning, we're going to focus on God's faithfulness in 2025 and anticipating God's fruitfulness in 2026. So the theme and goal of this morning's message is God remains faithful and makes us fruitful. And you can follow along on the sermon outline on with the QR code that should be on the seat back in front of you. And those of you who are joining online, you'll find it on the screen or your screen. Anyway, it's a good thing to reflect on the year past, right? And to see what God has done in each one of us and through us, like how God has changed us, maybe. How God has worked in our lives, how we can learn to trust Him with our lives. And then we can look forward to and anticipate that God will do the same in the coming year. Now, this morning, we're going to focus on a story from the Old Testament, from the book of Joshua. And it's about how when the people of God, the Israelites, had been led out of Egypt after being slaves there for 400 years. And they crossed the Red Sea, right, into the Sinai Peninsula. And then they were to be brought into the Promised Land. But they had some disobedience, some disbelief. And God said they needed to wander in the desert for 40 years first. And that generation of people who had disobeyed God had died, including Moses. And so the new leader is Joshua. So this is the word of the Lord from Joshua 3, verse 14 to 17. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage through all the harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from the upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap in a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of the Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all of Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Wow. And that is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. God our Father, we just thank you that we now can open your word and learn about you and your faithfulness to us and to the people from way back then, and you're still faithful to us. We ask that you open our hearts now by your Holy Spirit that we can understand what you want us to learn this morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to have 2 points this morning, very simply, looking backward to God's faithfulness in 2025 and looking forward to anticipate God's fruitfulness in 2026. So you can add that to your sermon notes, those words. So first, looking backward to God's faithfulness in 2025. That was an interesting story, right? About the people of Israel had wandered in the desert for 40 years until all those who had disobeyed God, that generation, had died. And there were now a new generation of men, women, and children who were going to finally go into that promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And their new leader was Joshua. Imagine their excitement. You can just picture it. Here they've been wandering in the desert for 40 years. And all they had to eat for that 40 years was manna that God provided for them every single day for 40 years. God provided a double portion the day before the Sabbath because the manna did not fall on the Sabbath. Now, Lawrence and I have been married for 45 years. I can't really imagine wandering in a desert for 40 of those years. So, anyway, think about how long that is. And it says in Deuteronomy, actually, that they never went hungry. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their sandals didn't wear out. And their feet never swelled. Isn't that interesting? All that wandering. So even though the people of God disobeyed God, God continued to be faithful to them, to provide for their needs, to give them what they needed. So look back into 2025. How has God been faithful to you? Where have you seen God working in your life? How has God been working in you? Look at your faith journey, your family, your relationships, your work situation, your health, your finances. Where have you seen God at work? Or do you not see it? Maybe you don't really trust God. Maybe some things have happened that made you doubt God's love for you. Or maybe you haven't been following the Lord. And so, yeah, you don't really see God at work. And yes, there have been obstacles. There have been challenges, right? There always are. Jesus even said to us in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So where did you see the Lord staying with you and being with you in 2025? Did you see his faithfulness to you? Has he provided for you? Have your shoes or clothes worn out? Have you gone hungry? Have you experienced his presence with you even in tough times? I feel like I want to address one thing that we have all suffered a huge loss in the passing of Pastor Une a few weeks ago. And some of you may be wondering, well, how was God faithful in the past year when he let her die after we've prayed and prayed and prayed for her healing? The thing is, she is perfectly healed right now in heaven. Maybe she's dancing, playing the piano, playing with children that she loved to do, being with her relatives. We don't know why God took her to her eternal home when he did, and why he didn't heal her physically like we wanted. But God's ways are way above our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. And so we have to trust that God had a purpose for this too. And we know from Pastor Victor's testimony that she felt joy every single day, even to the end. And she touched people by her unwavering faith and her great love and compassion for people. God worked through her, even through those tough times. So I want us all now to take a few moments, and I'm going to give you some time, like about 5 minutes, and I want you to gather into groups of two or three people. And there's some questions on the screen that we're going to talk about. And maybe you won't get through both questions, but just, and even though you might not want to share with somebody like these questions, that's okay. You can do this on your own as well. You can just say pass if someone asks you to join them. But I just want to pray before we divide into groups to ask the Holy Spirit to show us where God was faithful in our lives, okay? So let's pray. God, our Father, you have been faithful to us in the past year. We know it, but sometimes we don't see it. And so, Lord, we pray that you would show us now through tough times, challenges, or good times as well, where you were at work in our lives. And we ask that you would show that to each one of us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. So yes, if you would, join in with a few other people, 2, 3, maybe 4, and answer these questions. Where have you seen God at work in your life? How has God been faithful to you? And how has God used you possibly to bring the gospel to someone in your life? Go ahead. Meet someone maybe you haven't talked with before. They don't want to talk? Have you seen them?
You're sitting by yourself. That's Vivian.
Yes, that is Vivian.
And Hayden.
Yeah, wow. That's true.
And Lena.
Yes, I see Lena.
Do you have any moods?
Yeah.
Kings or Queen?
What you got? All right, everybody. We're going to go on to the second point. You can stay sitting where you are if you've moved. That's no problem, because we're going to do this again in groups. I see some of you don't want to quit talking, but we'll move on. Looking forward to God's fruitfulness in 2026. God remains faithful and makes us fruitful. So think about it. What do you suppose God is going to accomplish in you and through you in the coming year? The people of Israel, they were standing at the edge of the promised land, and the only thing in their way was the Jordan River. And it was kind of a big obstacle. I mean, the Jordan River isn't that big. It's not as big as the North Saskatchewan, that's for sure. And we have been there, and a lot of people get baptized in the Jordan, as did Jesus. And so, but it says, at this time of the harvest, the river was really high. So the people were facing a pretty big obstacle. And it says that it was the priests, or the Levites, who carried the Ark of the Covenant ahead of the people. Now, the Ark was a symbol of the presence of God. So the Levites were the ones who took the first step into the river. And as soon as they put their foot in the water, what happened? The water from upstream stopped flowing. And the water piled up in this really big heap. Wow, that's quite the miracle. Just think about the North Saskatchewan River, even though it's bigger than the Jordan. If all of a sudden the water stopped flowing at one point, like here in Edmonton somewhere, Grote Road Bridge, and the water stopped and started piling up really high upstream because the water from the mountains is still coming. So you can imagine how high that pile of water was. Now that is a miracle. And the people walked over on dry ground. So we need to listen to what God told Joshua about 3,400 years ago. As Joshua was about to lead God's people into the promised land, he had reason to be afraid. He knew that there were going to be big obstacles in the way after they even crossed the Jordan. And he was well aware of some dangers that they would be facing. And he needed God's encouragement. So a new year brings a lot of questions to us, right? Like, will I remain healthy? Or am I going to get diagnosed by some disease or maybe cancer? Will I hang on to my job? Will my marriage last? Maybe you're having marriage problems. Will I find the right school? Maybe the right grad school I want to go to. And so, will inflation stop rising? Will the economy improve? But the creator of the universe says this to us: don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. What happens in this coming year is not left to chance. God is in charge, and he promises to stay close to us. Joshua 1:9, which is our memory verse for this coming week, says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So we need to remember that. I think, think about that. God is always with you. He's never going to let you go. And he will go with us and ahead of us into this new year, even though we may face whatever we're going to face. We don't really know. But God promised that he would bring us also into the promised land. And that land is in the person of Jesus Christ. This land, this is on one of the slides. You can fill this in on your outline. The land has been given to you in the person of Jesus Christ, for he is our promised land. Like, we just celebrated Christmas, right? When Jesus came to earth, God Emmanuel, or God with us, Jesus gave up his perfect, perfect, wonderful place in heaven and came to earth to be born in a stable, in poverty. His parents had to flee to Egypt as refugees for 2 years because King Herod was out to kill Jesus. And when he started his ministry, people didn't understand him. They thought he was the Messiah that was going to set them free from Roman rule. But no, he wasn't that kind of Messiah. And they crucified him. But he came to free us from our fears, from our doubts, from our shame and our guilt, from our unforgiving spirits, our rebelliousness, our stubbornness, our wanting to be independent. But Jesus said, John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When we look at our world now, what do we see? We watch the news. It's discouraging, isn't it? Our enemy, the Satan, wants to destroy this world, basically. And it's not only that, I'm not putting it all on Satan, but it's also human flesh, the sinful nature. So there's rampant racism, chaos, wars, pain, suffering, disease, slavery, child labor, millions of people living in refugee camps, and you just think, wow, what's happening? Is God faithful? But Jesus is calling us to bring light into this dark world and his peace where there is chaos and conflict, and his love where there is hatred. So how has God been faithful to you in the past? God will remain faithful to you and make you fruitful in the new year. He's not going to leave us at the edge of the river. But it takes obedience, steps of obedience first. It's like those priests that had to touch the water before the river actually stopped flowing. So when God calls us into something that he wants us to do, to bring that light into darkness, he wants us to take that step, to get our feet wet. Because if we don't, we can just disobey and say, no, God, I don't want to do that. But then you miss this incredible opportunity for what God has for you and how you can touch other people with the gospel so that they can know Jesus Christ and what he came for and what he did for us. God says that he will never, ever leave us. He will never forsake us. He says that he loves us and cares for us. He does. You can believe it. He does. But you have to take that step into what he is calling you to, and then your fear will stop. I can attest to that. When God called me to be a pastor, I was so afraid. I thought, there is no way I will ever, ever stand at the front and preach. I thought there was no way. But I took a step of obedience and the fear went away. You see, God says that he will equip us for what he has chosen us to do. And you don't need to be afraid. So take the step. Get your feet wet. That's what it takes, people. I want you to say that together with me. We have to get our feet wet. We have to get our feet wet. And so take that step of obedience into what God is calling you to in this coming year. God isn't going to leave you when you do take that step, he's with you always and will remain faithful and work in your life to make you fruitful. You can trust him. God remains faithful and makes us fruitful. So God's presence is going ahead of us in 2026. So don't worry about tomorrow. God is there already. So we are going to do the group thing again at this point. We've got some more questions that will be up on the screen. How does God want you to trust him in the coming year? What does God want to accomplish through you this year? How is God going to use you to touch other people, to tell them the gospel? And what is God going to do through Mosaic House Church? Now, of course, we don't really know the answers to these questions, but I want you to still get into your small groups and discuss these questions, maybe one or two, because it won't be time to do all of them for each person. But we'll ask the Holy Spirit again just to show us how we can answer some of these questions. So let's pray. So come, Holy Spirit. We ask that you come into our hearts, our minds. Help us to look at what you want to do in us, how you are calling us to be the light in the darkness. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, I'll give you 5 minutes, and you can stay in the groups you're in and answer these few questions. Go ahead. All right, everybody, we're going to conclude the message. Thank you for engaging in answering these questions with each other. That's wonderful. So yeah, God is going with us into this new year. He is going to make us fruitful. We know it. And as I mentioned earlier about New Year's resolutions, you know, they kind of go by the wayside. Few smokers have quit smoking because they made one New Year's resolution. Few people actually lose weight and get fit because of their one New Year's resolution. Or, you know, someone in debt hasn't really actually changed their spending habits. But, you know, change is possible in the everyday grace of God, in the small moments. Generally not in the really big moments. How many of us actually, you know, have these huge dramatic moments in our lives? But really, it is the 10,000 small moments of grace where God is working in us. And so we can look forward to 2026 with hope and expectancy. And this year, ask the Holy Spirit to help you remember what he is calling you to do this coming year. Oftentimes, we just think, meh, whatever, I'm just busy, I got to do this, living my life, doing my job, taking care of my kids, how in the world am I going to fit another thing in? But I think that maybe one thing that we could do, and I challenge you to do, and this is a challenge to myself as well, it's really super easy to get on your phone and start scrolling through Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media stuff. We were listening to this show on the way to church here this morning, and they were talking actually about how these algorithms actually are designed to make you stay scrolling forever long. Put your phone on silent. Put it away for a few hours every day. Spend some time with God in the Word. Journal. Hear from the Lord as to what he is calling you to do and how he is calling you to take that first step. We need to work together with the Holy Spirit to bring the kingdom of God here on earth, the kingdom of light in a dark world, and so that more and more people can hear about the love of Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave his life for us so that we could live and also be a testimony to other people of his love and bring more and more people into the promised land that is Jesus Christ. We need to get our feet wet. Let's pray. God our Father, we know that you love us. We know that you are faithful to us and that you will remain faithful in this coming year. And we just thank you so much for your many blessings to us. Help us to see those blessings. Help us to see your grace in each day. Help us, we ask that you fill us with your joy each day. Help us to see where you are calling us to bring your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.